What do you do when it seems like you have no strength? Well, our text is going to tell us, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, you strengthen yourself in the Lord. That old children's song speaks volumes. They are weak, but He is strong. But how do we do this? That's the real question, isn't it? How did David strengthen himself in the Lord? What was his process? Because it's not very helpful for us just to say he strengthened himself in the Lord and you should too, without knowing how he did that. And I think our text and this particular verse is helpful to us in understanding how strengthening yourself in the Lord does and does not happen. So here are some keys for us in understanding how we strengthen ourselves in the Lord. Grieving alone does not strengthen you in the Lord. We see this in the text that the men, including David, grieved heavily. This is not to say that grieving is not a part of the process, but grieving is not the whole process. And you say, well, Cliff, of course it's not. But think about the advice that we sometimes give to people. We tell people, you know, you just need to have a good cry, just a good rant session. Get it all out, and then you will feel better. But it's not true. You're not changed by just grieving through a situation. The book of Psalms is filled with songs of lament, grief, the expression of pain and heartache. Confusion fills those psalms. Consider Psalm 12, verse 1. Save, O Lord, for the godly one is gone, for the faithful have vanished from among the children of man. Everyone utters lies to his neighbor, with flattering lips and a double heart they speak. But then at verse 7 it says, you, O Lord, will keep them. You will guard from this generation forever. And then in Psalm 13, verse 1, it says, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? But then in verse 5, it says, but I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. In the Psalms of Lament, yes, there is grief, but there is also a turning to the Lord, a trusting in the Lord. The grief is a way of emptying you of all of your strength, but there's no strength to replace it until you turn to the Lord. Thinking that grief alone will strengthen you is the same mistake we make whenever we say things like, you know, I just need to get away. I need a vacation. That will make everything better. This was my way of thinking for a long time until very recently that I realized it's not the vacation that refreshes me or strengthens me, but it is the undistracted, undisturbed time alone with the Lord. So grief alone, just letting it out, getting it off your chest, is not what strengthened David. It was undisturbed, undistracted time with God. As you pray today, please remember Charles Costa and his family, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Pagolo LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania. Thank you.